AI upends insurance underwriting as Bowhead proves speed needn't erode profits. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde, and number 9,650, Bowhead Specialty Underwriters achieved a first quarter 2026 expense ratio of 28.4%, beating its own guidance of a low minus 30% threshold through AI-driven underwriting acceleration. Bowhead compressed insurance underwriting from days to minutes using its Baleen and Express digital platforms, demonstrating that AI productivity gains translate directly to measurable profitability improvements. CFO Brad Mulcahy indicated the company expects to reach well below 30% expense ratio once its full digital strategy matures, suggesting further cost reductions ahead. Bowhead Specialty Underwriters is demonstrating that artificial intelligence can compress insurance underwriting from days to minutes, and its first quarter 2026 expense ratio of 28.4% is the sharpest proof point yet that the productivity dividend is real and measurable. The New York-listed specialty insurer, NYSE, Bow, disclosed the 28.4% expense ratio at a Deutsche Bank-hosted fireside chat on May 10, 2026, clearing its own guidance threshold of a low minus 30% expense ratio that management had set when its Baleen digital platform was still in early deployment and its Express platform existed only as a concept. Chief Financial Officer Brad Mulcahy said the recent trend below 30% reflects continued scaling and technology initiatives on the craft side, and added that he would not be surprised if the company lands well below 30% once its digital strategy reaches full maturity. One quarter does not define a trajectory, and Mulcahy cautioned against overreading any single period. The direction is clear. Brandon Mezick, Bowhead's head of digital underwriting, said the company's Baleen and Express platforms were designed for lines with complete data at submission, defined risk appetite, and homogeneous smaller market portfolios where pricing models can be calibrated over time. He described the technology's role in craft underwriting in precise terms. It eliminates the friction around judgment. It does not eliminate the judgment itself. In digital lines, he said, technology can be the underwriter, with humans involved in edge cases and portfolio monitoring. For institutional investors watching AI adoption across financial services, Bowhead's disclosure lands at the same moment that a broader infrastructure debate is reshaping how capital should price AI-enabled incumbents. NVIDIA's annual compute cadence and the emergence of the AI factory as a rack-scale system are accelerating the timeline for enterprises to embed AI into mission-critical workflows. Insurers that move early to compress expense ratios while maintaining underwriting discipline will carry a structural cost advantage into a hardening specialty market, and that advantage compounds. Baleen and Express, the architecture of a sub-minus 30% expense ratio, Bowhead built its digital book around two platforms with distinct operating logic. Baleen covers general liability for contractors and real estate. When a risk fits Bowhead's appetite matrix and does not trigger a referral, pricing and document engines generate quote documents and specimen policies automatically and transmit them to brokers without human intervention. The entire quote to document cycle runs without a human touching the file. Express covers cyber and miscellaneous professional liability. An underwriter reviews each submission through a single pane of glass interface structured to take fewer than 15 minutes per risk. When a broker binds a policy, the client completes compliance information through a self-service portal and Bowhead delivers a completed policy by email within 5 minutes. Mezick said most Baleen and Express submissions still arrive by email. Bowhead's system scan applications and loss runs, pull third-party data, and construct a customer profile for comparison against the appetite matrix. The human role shifts from data assembly to rule governance, edge case review, and aggregate portfolio monitoring. What this signals, the cost savings are not speculative. Mulcahy confirmed the company is already seeing benefits from early digital investments even as it continues to invest in platform build-out. The implication for investors is that Bowhead's current expense ratio is a floor in transition, not a ceiling. The craft underwriting pilot, 30% more quotes, zero additional headcount. The most quantitatively compelling disclosure from the Deutsche Bank session came from Chief Operating Officer Steve Feltner, who described a controlled pilot of a casualty triage platform in Bowhead's craft underwriting unit. One underwriting group used the new platform. A control group continued its existing workflow. After 1 month, underwriters on the platform produced roughly 30% more quotes than the control group. Feltner framed the efficiency gain in a specific sequence. First, better triage improves time allocation by filtering out low-quality or out-of-appetite submissions. Second, it improves quote-to-bind quality. Third, and only after those two gains materialize, it increases capacity by allowing the same team to handle more submission volume without adding headcount. Our view, the sequencing matters as much as the headline number. Bowhead is not using AI to cut underwriters. It is using AI to improve the quality of what underwriters see before they make a decision, which protects the loss ratio. That is a different risk profile than insurers deploying AI primarily as a cost reduction tool with undisciplined triage. Feltner also described a tool that reads underlying policies, extracts and organizes terms and conditions, and presents them in a structured dashboard. Underwriters who previously spent significant time manually reviewing lengthy policy documents can now spend that time interpreting information rather than locating it. The productivity gain here is qualitative but translates directly into submission capacity. Key figure, 28.4% expense ratio in Q1 2026, versus prior guidance of low minus 30%. Management will not rule out a landing point well below 30% at digital maturity. AI guardrails, where Bowhead draws the line and why it matters to underwriting integrity. Mezick categorized AI use cases into three tiers at the Deutsche Bank event. High confidence use cases include document analysis, data extraction, submission review, endorsement request processing, and loss run generation, because outputs can be independently verified. Intermediate use cases include internal tools for querying the book, generating comparisons, and drafting endorsement language. These require human review before any output is acted upon. Fully autonomous AI-generated underwriting terms outside narrow, rules-based digital contexts are not credible in Mezick's assessment. Feltner said claims applications follow a similar framework, with caution applied wherever regulatory clarity and output reliability remain limited. This taxonomy has direct relevance beyond Bowhead. The broader AI infrastructure build-out underway at enterprises is creating pressure to deploy AI agents as one-to-many replacements for human workers. Nobel economist Darren Acemoglu, speaking to MIT Technology Review in May 2026, pushed back on that framing, arguing that AI agents are better understood as tools that augment particular pieces of someone's work rather than substitutes for an entire job. Bowhead's tiered approach is structurally aligned with Acemoglu's framework: automate what is verifiable, augment what requires judgment, do not replace what requires accountability. For a specialty insurer, that distinction is not academic. Underwriting authority errors create reserve risk. Bowhead's guardrail architecture is as much a loss ratio protection mechanism as it is a technology governance policy. Investment positioning, what the expense ratio trajectory means for private equity and institutional capital source, Deutsche Bank Fireside Chat, May 10, 2026. Terms of investment or deal metrics were not publicly disclosed. The specialty insurance market rewards disciplined underwriters with pricing power through hard market cycles. Bowhead's expense ratio improvement, if it extends toward the mid-minus 20% range at digital maturity, creates operating leverage that amplifies combined ratio improvement in favorable pricing environments. For private equity-backed and publicly listed specialty insurers, Bowhead's playbook is a benchmark. The company is not replacing underwriters, which limits execution risk and regulatory friction. It is compressing non-claims expense through workflow automation, which produces durable margin even if the pricing cycle softens. The parallel to the AI infrastructure build-out is direct. NVIDIA and its ecosystem partners are building what analysts at SiliconANGLE describe as AI factories, rack-scale systems that convert compute, data, and power into automated workflows. Insurers embedding these workflows into submission intake and policy issuance are, in effect, running small AI factories inside their underwriting operations. The cost economics of those factories improve as utilization scales, which is exactly what Mulcahy described when he pointed to scale and technology initiatives as the primary drivers of the sub-minus 30% expense ratio. The Plaquemium view the market is pricing Bowhead as a specialty insurer with a technology overlay. Plaquemium believes that framing understates the structural shift. Bowhead is building a two-speed underwriting architecture, a fully autonomous digital tier for data-rich, homogeneous risks, and an AI-augmented craft tier for complex risks requiring human judgment. The two tiers share one objective, underwriting profitability, but operate with fundamentally different unit economics. As the digital tier scales, it absorbs a growing share of submission volume at near zero marginal cost per quote. The craft tier, meanwhile, becomes more productive per underwriter through better triage and richer pre-decisional data. The second-order effect is strategic positioning in broker relationships. Digital platforms that deliver completed policies in under 5 minutes after bind create a service quality gap that manual competitors cannot close by adding headcount. Brokers optimize placement toward carriers that reduce their own administrative friction, which is a distribution advantage that does not show up in the expense ratio but compounds in submission quality and renewal retention. There is a regulatory risk that the market is not yet pricing. The Elsevier Meta litigation filed May 5, 2026, represents the first time major publishing houses have sued an AI developer over training data. If courts narrow the fair use doctrine for AI training sets, insurers and other financial services firms that rely on vendor-built AI models face potential model retraining costs and supply chain disruption. Bowhead's tiered guardrail approach and emphasis on verifiable outputs over autonomous generation is, in this context, a defensible regulatory posture. Firms that deployed fully autonomous AI underwriting before these cases resolve carry more regulatory tail risk than they may have priced in. The Anthropic Claude Mythos development, which identified critical unpatched vulnerabilities across major operating systems and prompted a high-severity cert and advisory in India and emergency briefings with bank heads in April 2026, adds a third dimension. Bowhead's Express Cyber line sits directly in the path of a claims environment that could shift materially if AI-enabled cyber exploits accelerate. Pricing models calibrated on historical loss data will need to incorporate a faster threat generation cycle. Bowhead's human-in-the-loop architecture for intermediate AI use cases preserves the capacity to reprice quickly, which is a competitive advantage in a line where the threat environment can change in hours. Plaquemines' original thesis, Bowhead's expense ratio improvement is the visible proof point, but the durable value is in the architecture. A two-speed underwriting platform with disciplined AI guardrails is better positioned for the 2026 to 2028 regulatory and claims environment than a pure automation model. The bottom line: Bowhead's 28.4% expense ratio in Q1 2026 is not a rounding error. It is the measurable output of a multi-year investment in platform architecture that executives say has not yet reached full productivity. CFO Mulcahy's statement that the company could land well below 30% at digital maturity sets a target that institutional investors should hold management to. The AI and insurance thesis is moving from narrative to numerics. For private equity and institutional capital, the question is no longer whether AI can improve underwriting economics. It is which carriers have built the governance architecture to capture the productivity gain without introducing the loss ratio and regulatory risks that accompany unconstrained automation. Based on the May 2026 Deutsche Bank disclosure, Bowhead has a defensible answer to that question.